Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
thank God for my wife, Prophet Selena Dupree, as well.
And we thank God as we're about to go forth into before we go into the word, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand being upon us tonight in Jesus' name. As we flow in your presence, Lord God, as we go forth in you, we thank you, Lord God, that you are the navigator. You are the one that leads and guides us into all truth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as you lead us in the pathway of righteousness in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, as we continue to lift up your name on high. We thank you for the manifestation of your word tonight, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for a change happening, even in the atmosphere, Lord God. You charge the atmosphere now with your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, even as you lead, guide us in all truth, Lord God. We thank you that your word shall be exalted and you praise tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for doing what you have to do in us and through us tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Jesus, I submit myself to you, Lord. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for each and every one of you as we're here tonight in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And I want to talk about something that is very important today. Well, we, of course, know anything pertaining to the Word of God is definitely important. But this has been something that has been happening through the years. And without this key factor, a lot of things do happen in the church today. Let's turn with me, and let's go to Acts chapter 5. As we go to Acts chapter 5, we're going to start at verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife was also privy, being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why have Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep that part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not in thine hand? Was it not in thine own? And after it was sold, and was it in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied to men, but unto God. And Ananias heard these words, fell dead, and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. Amen. Tonight I want to talk about the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is reverential awe, a feeling of respect and wonder for something very powerful, something or someone very powerful. In this case, we're talking about the Lord. People respecting him because of who he is. Being mindful that he can see and he know all things. We can't pull a wool over God's eye. And because of this factor right here, this is why people can feel they can just do anything in the church today. This is a very important key to a lot of things we deal with. If there was fear of the Lord, would people stay in sinful condition so long, especially people in the church, leadership? See, the fear of the Lord is what convicts you, deals with you when no one else sees you. The fear of the Lord causes you to walk right, even without everyone keeping a check on you, keeping P's and Q's, checking your, as far as keeping on your P's and Q's. That the Holy Spirit, that the fear of the Lord upon your life will do that by itself if you allow it, if you allow the Holy Spirit to have reign in your life and really allow him to have the proper place in your life. The fear of the Lord will be there. Just like, you know, you wouldn't just go up and just lie to a man of God and you just wait any kind of way, would you? Well, some people would. Some people could, because they lack the fear of the Lord. When people lack the fear of the Lord, they can feel they can do just anything when they want to do it and how they want to do it. But when you reverence the Lord, you give him his proper respect and due, you'll be mindful because you realize you have to answer to someone else on a higher ground than you do. I mean, it follows about what you do. And so the fear of the Lord is so important today because the fear of the Lord will keep us together even when we want to fall apart or when we could fall apart. Amen. The fear of the Lord keeps us together, keeps us focused, helps us to be mindful that God is watching us, mindful that the Lord hears us even if no one else does. He sees us even though no one else does. Well, the Lord, the Bible tells us that God sees the darkness and the light as the same. There's nothing hidden to God. Anyone who desires to call in tonight, you can call or ask for a prayer request or make a comment. The number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to speak. Amen. Once again, so we're talking about the fear of the Lord, and then to the lack thereof of the fear. This is why we have a lot of these happen even with some men of God. Men of God feel that they can just do anything they want to do because they want to. They don't think they'd have to answer to anything or anyone for this. Well, come to tell you that, yes, we do. We have to answer to God for our acts and our doings, our deeds. You know, for us to stay in a sinful state for a long time and just think we're okay, that's dangerous. That's a dangerous person. They lack the fear of the Lord. And it could cost you more than you want to spend. It really could. So here is, let's go back to the scriptures. All right, so as we start off here, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. Okay, so this is the time when people were selling the property of land that all none suffered lack, you know, make sure that everybody had the property and stuff, they sold the stuff, they put it all in a pot, basically, to make it available for each other so everybody would have, nobody would be without. And kept back part of the price. So they sold the land for a price, the price they agreed upon, or they told the apostles that they were going to sell or have. But then he kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it. In other words, she knew what was going on. There was nothing hidden from her. She agreed with him in this thing. And let me say that, husband and wives, understand this. When it comes to, yes, your husband is truly the head of the house. Now, follow your husband, but not into sin. Follow your husband, but not into sin. If your husband is doing right, okay, let me say this. Paul said, and he's made it plain, he says, follow me as I follow Christ. When we understand how important that is, that's very important. Husbands, don't lead your wives all astray or lead them into wrong, but be the good example. Be the example that she needs of a man of God. You are Jesus on the earth for her. Amen. You are the one who's supposed to be a positive guide, a good, you know, one who's going to lead her in the right direction. Don't lead her into sin. So husband and wives, understand that. You can follow your spouse, but don't follow him into sin. Yeah, that's a different story. Amen. So don't allow the enemy to persuade you any other way. You know, that's your husband. You're supposed to be submitted. Yeah, all right, true, but not unto sin. You know, we don't need to allow anyone to lead us in that kind of way that's going to cause us to be out of the will of God. You know, you don't owe them or anyone that. Amen. So, amen. So this is why we have to be mindful of it and really watch it as we pray. As we are guided, make sure that we follow the right pattern. Amen. Okay. His wife be privy to it and brought a certain part and laid it to the apostles at the apostles' feet. So whatever they agreed on to bring to each other, it was not the same thing as what they're supposed to bring, but they brought what they wanted to bring. Okay, but Peter said, Ananias, why have Satan filled our heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Why has he filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep that part of the price of the land? So here it is, he called him out. Not just that he lied, but he was lying to the Holy Ghost. See, when it comes down to the house of God, when it comes down to the things of God, we have to be careful, because when we do stuff, we do it as unto the Lord. So when you lie to your boss and do some old crooked stuff, well, we're not doing it just to him, but we're doing it as the Lord too, when the Lord commands us to follow authority in the earth, to be in authority, also under authority, follow the disciplines, the law of this land. You know, we're not supposed to. Well, Jesus, a perfect example was Jesus when they asked Jesus about when Jesus asked him about was it Peter asked about the taxes, who he should pay. Should he pay Caesar or should he pay the Lord? He said, that's what Jesus said. Render Caesar was doing to Caesar and give God what was due to God. Plain and simple. You know, as long as we're in the law of the land, we have to respect the laws. Last night, I remember I went to go dump some. So I went to trash to go dump the garbage. Some garbage I was cleaning out my garage. And so I went to the car dump, the waste management. And here it is. So usually the ones previous to that I'm going to, you pull up next to the place and you pull up next to the container where you can dump it in, and you just go ahead and take it out of the car and just dump it. Well, this particular site, they want you, I go to do like I normally do, and they said, the lady said, no, you need to park over there. I said, well, I'm right here, and I got just one bag. I can just go ahead and throw it in. She said, no, you need to park over there, and then do that. And so I'm like almost kind of getting that little attitude. I'm like, well, what's up with this? Hey, me, I'm thinking just something simple. I said, I'm right here. But then I started to go on, but then the Holy Ghost checked me. The Holy Ghost said, now, keep in mind that you are a man in authority, but also under authority. So you want people to understand, want to follow your rules that you put. So why are you not following the rules that you have before you? So I'm not exempt from following the rules just like anyone else. If I want people to respect the rules that I've laid, you know, the laws that lead me to lay down, then I need to respect the laws of the land as well. So he checked me in that fast. And so I was going to make a little fuss about it. He checked me, and I just shut it on down. So he said, shut it on down. This is the way they do it, and this is the way you respect it. So I was like, okay. I said, okay. All right. I said, yes, ma'am. I'll pull over here and do what I did. And I did what I had to do. He got on out there. I saw what they were talking about, not to block the lane up and everything. So, you know, sometimes we have to have that nice Holy Ghost nudge to let you know, hold up, hey, will you respect, fear. Now, you know, respect the law. Respect it. So same way how God checked me to respect the law of the land, is the same way we're supposed to respect his word in the church, his order in the church. We're supposed to respect, have the fear of the Lord in us, that the fear of the Lord will keep us from getting into a lot of trouble, you know, especially with one another. let's look at some more scriptures when it comes down to that. So as we go on a little further, so he told him, he said, while it remains, in was verse 4, while it remains, was it not in thy hand? After it was sold, was it not in thy own power? So he was like, was it in your possession? You had it. All they needed to do was, okay, this is what I'm going to give. See, if they had said, okay, we want to give this much, but we had a change of heart, we will give this much. Okay, then it's fine. They changed the agreement, but they didn't lie. Well, but because he tried to be slick about it, he gave what he wanted to give and was not what he agreed to. That's what brought the judgment up. All right, so he goes on further to say, why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Why you? So, in other words, he let the thing get in his heart, him his money. He didn't see. It was one thing before they got the see. When they first had the property, they had the deed and title. They had the title, but they had the property. See, is you can say a whole bunch of stuff you want to do before the cash comes. So now, here's when the money, the land was bought, and they now have the cash. Now Satan began to mess with his heart. Because now it's like, man, you ain't gonna give all this money away. You can keep a little something for yourself, you know. Just give him a little something. You don't even have to give him a whole thing. But not realizing, you know, you agreed to this much, then you have to follow through with that. So if you agree to it, if anything changed, at least say something. But when you try to act like everything is still the same and that you did what you're supposed to do, now that's deceptive. Deception has come in. And now it's going to bring the judgment. Amen. And so as we go a little further, he said, thou hast not lied unto men. See, sometimes we think just because that's the pastor, we just do the pastor and do whatever we want to do with the pastor and treat him any kind of way or whatever, case may be, or vice versa. But we got to realize it's representative of God. We have to answer. Amen. So, amen. Truly, when God is in your house, he brings the order. Okay. And he goes on to God, unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. He died. And great fear came all them that heard these sayings. See, the fear that came here because judgment came. When God lets judgment come, it brings a different respect, brings things to attention, because the fear of the Lord was covered. Amen. All right, so once again, in verse 6, the young man arose and wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, knowing what he has done, came in. And Peter asked her the question, tell me whether you sold you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. So he asked her, he actually gave her a chance to back out of it. He said, did you sell the land for such and such? She could have said, no, you know, we was going to do that, but we ran into some problems and we didn't get to do it. Whatever case would be, that was going to be the end of it. But she chose not to. Amen. So, if Peter said to her, how is it that you agreed together to tempt the Spirit of God, of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry you out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And a young man came in and found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. So In other words, when this thing happened, the news spread fast. All the people who heard it were brought under subjection to this thing. Now, they just heard when they lied what happened to them. Because when the fear of the Lord comes, it brings proper reverence. So here it is because after this happens, now it's looking kind of funny because, not funny, but people are like, oh, wow, I can't believe that just happened. They lied and look what happened to them in church. The same guy yesterday is still the same guy today in the game tomorrow. The thing is, we have to understand that the Lord had caused this thing, he had allowed this thing to happen to where he's showing us the fact that, once again, you can't be in agreement with your husband just to do a sin, or you know, vice versa, wife, this and that. You know, when it comes down to it, they need to be walking right. If they want you to do something that's not right and legal, okay, no, you don't do that. So, amen. You don't follow him into sin. Amen. And so here also he's showing that that people, when you make a vow, that's why it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. You know, we make these vows, and sometimes we make certain kind of way, and some things happen, and all of a sudden we find ourselves in a compromised position. Yeah, so now we find ourselves in a compromised position. Now we don't know what to do. But you know, this is why we have to keep in mind the fear of the Lord. When you give God His proper reverence, He will respect you as well, and He will cause some things to happen that never could happen anywhere else. He will speak up for you when you don't have a voice. The Lord will cause some things to happen in your behalf. He will send that right one, that right person, just to let you know that He cares. You know, that as you trust Him, He's going to take care of you. When the right time it comes, you go forward to that person. Amen. You go forward to go forward to go forth. Amen. But we have to understand the Lord wants us to understand, to keep in mind, the fear of the Lord in our life is very important. Let's go to Proverbs 8:13. We'll come back here. Proverbs 8:13 says, "The fear of the Lord, to hate evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate." This is God talking here, though. He don't like these different things here. He said the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. He hate evil. He don't like evil. Pride. Oh, gosh, he hate pride. It's arrogance. See this out. And the way, in the evil way. And the froward mouth do I hate. So he don't like any kind of this mouth, any kind of nasty, any kind of just, just all kind of issues when you're talking about, having a mouth of that. So, amen, the Lord does not take kindly to that. He's mindful that froward mouth is a nasty mouth. He's a mouth that just say whatever it wants to say. See, that's the thing about it. The fear of the Lord brings reverence, brings a comfort of, just speaking to positive things and not a whole bunch of negative, amen. But when you understand your leadership, you understand that role, you understand that, okay, I just can't just do anything I want to do any kind of way or any time. It's not going to be good. So here it is. Once again, they're going through the situation, and now he's, as the Lord is showing us here, he says, verse 13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil." We need to hate those things that God hates. Anyone need to call in the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. The question box. Amen. So he said to hate evil, pride. So who wants, that pride? He has a problem with that. Amen. The evil way, and from the north, from the forward mouth do I hate. So here it is. Once again, he has a problem with people being arrogant. He has a problem with the evil way and the froward mouth. So we, as we continue to see these things come together, we got to know that the Lord is working things out on our behalf. He's already have some things in motion as we trust him, as we give his proper due respect, as we give his proper reverence. See, now we take our eyes off ourselves and put it on him. Amen. As he continues to go forward in our life, we begin to be blessed and touched by his presence. Amen. So continue to be encouraged as we continue to go forward. Just know that God wants you to be transparent, honest with him. He don't want you to walk around fearful of him, but fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. That's the one who needs us right now. Amen. So as we continue to move forward, amen, let's look at Psalm 19:9. Amen. 19:9. The fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord, clean enduring. I'm sorry, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we, as we continue to see, also the fear of the Lord, is clean, enduring, for everlasting. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous. Amen. So we see this in action. We understand that everything that the Lord, the fear of the Lord is clean. It is clean and it is also enduring forever. It means it's not going away. The fear of the Lord is always here, but the thing is a lot of times people don't respond to it the right way. They don't give the proper response to it. And when they don't give the proper response back to the fear of the Lord, this is where they begin to live a bit dangerous. Because now they figure they can do anything, especially when it comes to God. They can do what they want to do, and their conscience become kind of hard to the things of God in the sense of walking upright before God, because they feel they can get that, they can get away with just anything they want to do, because they feel they can say or do what they want. When the fear of the Lord is upon you, it is not just a feeling, but it's a proper respect that you give to God about his ways, his statutes, his house, your life. Because, see, remember, the life that you live is no longer your own. So when you live your life, you give your life to the Lord, now you become a where you used to be an owner, you now become a manager. You manage your body now because the Lord, he has full custody. He has all of you. He owns you now. Amen. You've been bought with the price. Amen. When we talk about the fear of the Lord, this is where the fear of the Lord, when it comes to the house of God, this is the fear of the Lord when it comes down to respecting, loving, respecting the people of God. Because understanding anything that belongs to God, that we understand, we respect, even down to the people. We respect the people of God that's among us. Like for instance, as a pastor, I make sure and keep in mind that not only the people, within the church or the ministry respect me as a leader, but I also respect them because of the fear of the Lord, because I understand that, first of all, you're not your own, and so am I. I'm not my own either. God has the total control. God is the one who's the head of this whole thing. He is the one that's making the difference in this whole matter. So because of that, I'm mindful that how I treat you, as you be mindful how you treat me. So when it comes down, when you talk about as far as respecting the fear of the Lord, or as far as respecting God, his property, or whatever it has to do with God, as a man of God, as a woman of God, we respect one another and love one another and do, we want, because we understand that God is always watching. There's nothing hidden under the sun. See, we can't just do anything. I can't just do dirt to you and expect to get away with it, because God saw that. So when we understand the fear of the Lord, we will be mindful of how we treat and love one another, how we do one another, because we understand that God knows the heart of man. And so we want to make sure our heart is right. So we want to do, we want to make sure that we have the proper beginning, the proper respect for one another. We don't just want to just do anything towards one another and think we can get away with it. Amen. Okay, so when we get to, so looking back at this scripture again. Okay, so the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Now let's go to the next one, Proverbs 8 and 13. Proverbs 8 and 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, froward mouth, do I hate. Let's go to 9 and 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, knowledge, of the holy is understanding. See, when we say the fear of the Lord is the beginning, when you give God proper respect, it's like this. You may be, okay, here we go. You may be a professor in a college. You have a lot of years of knowledge of what you do. I may be someone who's come out to a whatever, you know, I don't even give you no proper respect. I'm not giving you credit for who you are because you put time in, you went through your years of learning to become who you are. There was nothing given to you. You put actually time in to become who you are. So for me to come out of nowhere and just say, who's that? Professor who? Whatever, you know, he ain't all that. So now I'm disrespecting you. You took time to become who you are, and who in your identity as a professor. I'm not even hearing you. I'm not even giving you the proper respect, because my reverential fear when it comes to God. So because I understand, knowing, I'm not respecting the authority of God. Because I can just come in the house and just do whatever I want to do, his house, not realizing when you say this is the house of God, watch how you handle his house. Well, I can just do what I want to do. Okay, like, matter of fact, give you a good example. Eli and his two sons, they didn't walk in the fear of the Lord. Eli walked in the fear of the Lord to a point, but his sons did. Why? They were having sex with people in the church. They were having orgies in the church, disrespecting the people, doing all things in the temple, and then in the house of God. They had no fear of God. So when it comes down to wisdom, see, when you understand, put things into proper respect, and you give God his due respect, now God can cause you to become wise. Solomon was wise, especially during that time, because he gave respect to God. He honored God. When he prayed and God gave him that chance to ask him what you want, and he asked for wisdom because, see, he gave God his proper respect. God didn't have a problem with granting him with that. So when you talk about walking and really gaining wisdom and understanding from God, you got to give God respect. And matter of fact, let's go a little deeper. You got to respect God's word. When you begin to give God's word his proper respect, and you look at it as so and embrace it as so, now you will begin to see the word open up to you. It's like it's like a closed mind. When we say having respect for his word, means that you give his word proper honor and what is due. That means now your mind is open to receive. because you come to, you approach, the way you approach the word is respectable. But if you don't respect the word and you don't take it seriously, now it's, you're not going to get anything from it. It's like the parables. If you don't respect Jesus, how can you really receive his parables? So here it is. So people had a hard time. They want to just do what they want because they figure, first of all, they know what they know, and they want to discredit you for who you are. So now they're not respecting you, and so they're not giving you proper respect. So they're closed-minded to what you got to say. They're not seeing, because when they respect who you are or treat you like somebody, they give you something. They want to hear what you got to say and give you a chance to share what's in your heart, what you got to say, and they give you the proper due. So whenever people don't respect the word of God, they don't respect the presence of God, then that's the beginning of them not receiving from the Lord. The Lord's not going to pour himself. He's not going to waste his time. If you don't give him the proper respect, he's not going to force himself on you. He's a gentleman. Perfect gentleman. So if you don't give him respect, if you don't honor him, you don't give him the room, you don't give him a proper reverence, well, he won't move on your behalf. And people wonder why sometimes they can't get the Lord. I can't get the Lord to move my heart. I pray. But do you really respect him the way you say you do or you think you do? Amen. So that's why that's why when people try to mock God and act criminal, far be disrespectful of him, that's why they end up getting a hard way to go, and sometimes they end up dying. Because God is not going to just accept anything from us. Just from people, just can try to figure they want to do whatever they want to do. So that's why we have to be mindful of who we connect with. Now let me say this. That's why in our connections, well, let me say this. If anyone who needs to call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the queue box. Now, when it comes down to connections, this is why you have to be careful and mindful who you are connected to. If you are connected to people who don't respect God, that's bad for your health. Because these people don't respect God, their ways won't respect God. Because they won't respect God, let's see the scripture. Maybe there's another scripture that tells us when it comes down to that, if you don't respect God, you basically put yourself in harm's way. And, so now if they don't respect God and they're connected to you, guess who they just put in harm's way? They put you. Let's go to Joshua chapter 4. Joshua chapter 4. Verse 24. That all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord. That is mighty. That you might fear the Lord your God forever. Let me go back up a couple of verses here. Let's go to verse 20. First, go to verse 23. For the Lord your God, dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over. That all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. See, here we see where God is setting the tone. God is showing himself strong. See, the reason why God did what he did to show, but not only see, he did the plagues with Pharaoh, but even that was not the end of it. So after he did the plagues with Pharaoh up until the last one, then he did the most mighty move. Because from that point, that's where, yes, amen. Hello?
Amen. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen. Praise God. I have a question. This is Pastor Shauna, and my question is that as believers, are we responsible to honor or to defend the honor or respect of the Lord? Like what came to my mind is like when Jesus went into the temple and he turned over the money chain, the tables and stuff, because they wasn't obviously respecting the house of the Lord. They wasn't reverence the Lord. So are we as believers supposed to stand and take the same type of stand that Jesus did, you know, with people that don't honor or respect the Lord when they come into our presence?
Yeah, we do need to say, I mean, we do, because there's so many different ways we can, but definitely we need to definitely make because see, especially as leaders, but even more so too as defenders of the gospel, you know, we let people know, you know, look, that's not right. This is why we find ourselves in job situations like on a job to where you may find yourself going against the grain because other people say, well, we're going to do this. We said, no, I'm not doing that because that's not right. And when you let them know publicly, no, that's not right because I honor God, I'm not going to do that. Now, you just made a stand. Now, what they do after that, that's on them. But you made a stand. And you draw the line in the sand. See, it's our responsibility to draw the line in the sand. What they choose to do after that is on them. But, you know, especially with how Jesus had to go and he went, because even we see this beyond that time when he was in the temple, Jesus just said what was right and wrong. He didn't make anyone do anything. He just said what was right and wrong and let them make the choice. But when it came to the house of God, he was more passionate because his father's house is known to be a house of prayer. So he took it a step further because his zeal for the house of God had eaten him up. You know, it was just because of how the passion for the house of God, how it consumed him, and just because he defended the house. So that's like, you know, that's like a family business. You never just let anybody come and just do anything they want in the family business. You're gonna defend and protect. So that's what he did when he came down to the house of God. Now, but any other time of the day, he spoke the truth and drew the line in the sand. You make a choice because this is right or this is wrong, and I'm gonna be on this side of the line. So I think really, when it comes down to it, you know, you have to use your judgment as far as in certain situations how far to go, you know, because sometimes you may have to go further than other times. But we definitely are supposed to be defenders of the gospel. We're supposed to be. That's why we need to know our word, because we need to know what we're defending and why we're defending. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So is that to say also, if we, where the Bible and the scripture says that if we deny our father, then he'll deny us, to where if we don't stand up for him, then he won't stand up for us?
Yeah, that definitely plays a part in that too, because we so-called quote unquote shy, because we don't want to ruin, want to rub feathers in the way, ruffle no feathers, and so we instead of us speaking up, we fall back, and we don't speak up. That's. So now you basically denied him. And you know the truth, and you basically did not step up to the plate. You fell back to compromise and not to hurt feelings. But then yet, they're disrespecting they're respecting God and you. You know what I'm saying? So they're doing what they want to do. So that's another reason why, too. It's, you know, there's certain times to where you in life to where you may, you know, God may allow you to be amongst people who are not righteous and do. But that's not saying you participate in what they do. Because Jesus ate amongst the sinners. But he didn't sin. He didn't act do the same thing they did. So that's where you have to really discern what moment are you in. Are you in a moment to where you stand still but yet you speak up? Or are you in a moment to where you be there and not necessarily condemn, but you be a light and speak life, or somehow you be an example to them. You know, it's not for every situation. You pull the whip for every situation. But some situation, he may want you to be there just to sit there with them and let them know that you can have a decent conversation, but at the same time, maintain your standard of living without compromising.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hope that answers your question. You're welcome.
Yes. Okay. Amen. Thank you.
All right. Amen. Amen. So as we see the Lord moving, you know, in our lives, we have to understand, you know, the ways we honor Him makes a big difference on how things be. You know, because if we don't properly honor the Lord, then we're not. Cain and Abel was a perfect example of being of the fear of the Lord, because Cain didn't respect God or honor God in the way that he needed to. His fear of the Lord, he didn't have the proper fear of the Lord because he just gave God whatever. But Abel honored God. He respected God. He understood how much this offering, this sacrifice means to God, and how much it means to him. And he gave his best. He gave the best of his flock. And he gave it with honor and respect to God, and God received it because he honored him. Because Cain didn't give him that, he disrespected it. He disrespected God. So God didn't even honor himself at all. And that's why he was mad. He told him, if you do good, you will receive good. But you can't, you're going to give me anything you want. I'm not going to receive that. So just like anything, so the fear of the Lord really showed on that one, to where Abel really honored God, feared, and was mindful. See, the fear of the Lord makes you mindful of what you're doing, of what you're saying, of how you're acting. The lack of the fear, you don't care. You just do whatever. I ain't got to do that. Whatever. Who cares? I'm my own God. I'm my own man. I do what I want to do. But when you talk about having the fear of the Lord, you're mindful that there's a God that you have to answer to. That's why you're mindful of how you treat people or how you do things. And this is where the church has been fallen, because we have lacked the fear of the Lord in a lot of areas because there should be fear. When we shouldn't be disrespectful to the leaders and just do whatever you want to do, and the leaders shouldn't be disrespectful to the flock, because this, first of all, that's not your people. These are God's people. See, it works both ways. The fear of the Lord will keep the balance inside the church and have everyone respecting everybody in the proper way. You won't go around abusing the flock or just doing anything you want to do. But when you lack the fear of the Lord, you're blind to that fact, and you just do whatever you want to do. And now you set yourself up for fail or trouble. Amen. If there's anyone who would like to call, have a question, comment, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. We're talking about the fear of the Lord. Amen. Let's go to Proverbs. Well, let's see. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 19. 2 Chronicles chapter 19 and verse 7. Wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, and there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of his gifts, taking of gifts. See, okay, let's read that again. Wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you, okay? Let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed, pay attention, be mindful and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God. Okay, there's no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, no taking of gifts. Now let's go back a couple of verses. Verse 5. And he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city, and said to the judges, take heed what you do. And for you do judge not for man, but for the Lord. This is a perfect example right here. The fear of the Lord makes you mindful of what you do, what you say, how you think towards God and his people, and just even for when who you doing it for. These judges have to be mindful because they're not judging for man, but they're judging for God. And the thing is about this, they have to be careful not to misrepresent God at the same time. That's why even as believers, even with leadership and titles, we have to be careful. We don't want to mislead people of how God's true heart is. That's why we have to be careful how we do stuff, mindful, because people are looking at us and they're looking at us and equating us to God in the sense of because we are men and women of God, and they're looking for us to have a standard of God. So if they don't see a standard of God, that's going to be misrepresenting our God. That's going to make it look like God don't have a standard, and God does have a standard. But they don't see a standard in us, and so that's a conflict. That's why we have to be very careful of how we do things and say so, because it's going to reflect to God one way or another. Now, we have to make sure it's showing the right thing, not the wrong thing. Okay, so take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for God, who is with you in the judgment. Who is with you in the judgment? So, in other words, you ain't by yourself. God is there with you now. See, you got to be mindful what you do. As we go forth to these different acts before the people of God, we got to think, where's God? Where's God when you're doing this? This is why we have to be very careful how we handle the people of God and mindful. We cannot be walking around doing anything we want to do. Amen? Okay, then he goes on to say, verse 7, wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. See, to help you, make sure you see it right in front of mind, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Walk in the fear of the Lord. Be mindful. See? Then he says, take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord. See, there's no iniquity with the Lord. He don't want you to be, you know, going around, you know, being doing sinful stuff and doing stuff that's against him. He don't want you to be misrepresented, because there's none of that in him. He is not confused. Okay, then he goes on to say, but there's no iniquity with the Lord, our God, nor respect of persons. He's not going to let you get away with it and charge me. He's not going to do that. He's going to charge me and let you get away with it. He's not going to do that. Nor taking of gifts. God cannot be bribed. We can't bribe God. So, amen. So we have to make sure that we be mindful of what we do. So especially at all times, because God is always looking, he's listening, he's watching. We you know, God ain't waking on stuff. Especially these days. And see, people thinking that they have grace, they can just do certain stuff. Grace can run out. Don't let it fool you. Your grace can run out. So when it runs out, you don't want to get caught in the wrong place. So glory to God. So we thank God for his subject on fear of the Lord. We probably get to go back into, because of course there's more. But if the Lord says so, next week we will definitely come back again and go back into that and finish up more in that subject. Amen. So, amen. If there's anyone right now who does not know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, we want to encourage your heart right now. I want you to repeat after me, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me. Forgive me for my sins. I'm a sinner, and I need to be saved. I repent. I turn from my wicked ways. I receive you as Lord. I receive your will for my life. And I choose to follow and obey. Lord, come into my heart. Come into my life. I surrender all to you. I believe Jesus died and rose. And on the third day, he rose for me. And he's given me the right to the tree of life. So I thank you, Lord God. I received the word. I received the truth. And I know that I'm saved. In Jesus' name. Amen. If there's someone who need to be ready to dedicate your life to the Lord, Lord, forgive me for going astray. Forgive me for going astray. Forgive me for doing my own thing. Bring me back into right fellowship, Lord. I surrender to you. Thank you for bringing me out of this darkness into the light. Thank you, Lord God. You said if you I repent, I turn from going from my wicked ways, for I went astray. And I receive the truth of your word tonight, and I allow you to have free course in my life. Thank you for redeeming me and bringing me back in right fellowship with you, Lord. I surrender all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, glory to God. Once again, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the opportunity to be upon your people, be with your people tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for the fear of the Lord. Now, thank you, Lord God, for touching every heart tonight. Let us walk in the fear of the Lord like never before. Let us be mindful of what we do, how we treat people, how we act, and those matters of our heart that make sure that we truly walk in this thing the way you have us to walk in, Lord God. Teach us your will. Teach us your way, Lord Jesus. We thank you as we surrender to you. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. And as we surrender our will to your life, you are able to do greater things because as we trust and lean and depend on you, Lord, we walk in obedience. And we're mindful of what we do because you are always watching. Jesus, God, does never sleep or slumber. And we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we just want to say right now at this time, too, that if anyone who desires to sow seed, amen, we want to be a blessing to this ministry as well. We want to ask you to sow. You can sow by PayPal. You can sow Eagles Wings, IM, at yahoo.com. Eagles Wings, IM, at yahoo.com. Or PayPal, or you can sow by mail. You can sow to a seed to P.O. Box 2185, Ridgeland, South Carolina, 29936. And also, you can do and send to Apostle Marcus Dupree. And then you also can do MoneyGram or Western Union. Attention, Marcus Dupree, Ridgeland, South Carolina is the city code. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and we thank God for each and every one, especially for those who have been a part of the station. I thank God for E&J Entertainment. We thank God for all of you on this week. May you have a prosperous week and have an awesome week, and let the Lord use you differently, but be mindful. Keep the fear of the Lord in all that you do. That you should give God his proper respect. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Forever.